All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Swim Tank, episode 15 with Sofa Sound. What up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, what up?
And I guess Jeff is here, too.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. I'm in the back. I'm just lurking.
Just Jeff.
Yes. DJ Just Jeff. Heart or AKA Hard Baby.
Yeah.
Should I eat my chips now?
Yeah, I think this is a good time.
Would that be a good time?
I am going for one more sweet tart. Just one.
Let's do it.
There it is.
glorious.
So this is cool because Sofa Sound was our very first guest for Swim Tank back in February, almost a year ago.
Right.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's a little reunion show. And this is our second game show. I don't know if you guys got a chance to listen to show 14, but Jeff and I tried out a new game show. So I guess that's what this is too.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I'm a little bit nervous though.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
We'll see how this goes. So
I blew it in the last one. I seriously don't know how I can miss that many questions that are just so easy.
You didn't. It's fine. This one you will blow. I think I got a lot of trivia questions.
Nice.
First, let's hear a little bit from Sofa Sound. You want to tell us what you got in the works?
All right. So
tell us a little bit about yourself.
Quite a few things. Oh, actually, if you guys don't know who I am, I go by Sofa Sound. I'm a 22-year-old music producer from Port St. Lucie, Florida. It's all right. It sounded good. It was very, very chill. I'm a 22-year-old music producer from South Florida, not Miami, not Orlando, but it sounds nice.
Yes.
I make primarily jazzy, chill, future electronic music, but I don't really have a genre. I've been producing for about like seven or eight years now. And I'm just in it for the good music, man. Yeah. That's all I care about. So
let's play one of these tracks real quick. Which one do you want us to play first?
Oh yeah. You could play the first one I linked, which is actually a super emotional song. It's my first, I guess not my first, it's my like third vocal song that I've done. And it's actually about my most recent breakup. I just broke up with my girlfriend like three or four weeks ago. And it's all about the feels. The first song is deep in the feels. So
all right, so this is unreleased. We're just gonna play a little snippet for you guys out there.
You can put the flame on me. I don't need no sympathy. Do I make you wanna run from me? So baby, you should run away as fast as you can, baby.
Hey, that was dope.
Hell yeah, man. Super excited. Sing
more. Just sing more.
You should sing way more, man. You got a great voice.
I'm super, super, super nervous about it. So, yeah. Like, it has to be the right environment, the right time. I have my vocal cords got to be feeling right. I'm super self-conscious. So, definitely. But I want to. That's like
I feel like that's a lot of singers, man. I mean, I don't think that that's, you know, I don't think that's a bad thing, you know?
Yeah, true. I think it makes you strive to be better when you're nervous like that because you care so much about what people think about it that you study and work more to not have those issues that you're worried
exactly.
about.
Yeah.
So it's healthy. Definitely. It's good. It's good stuff, man.
All right. Well, we'll check out some more of your stuff a little bit later. Let's get into this game show. So here we go.
Pull that in.
Ooh. This is a game show.
Music.
Oh. Give it up to Night Swim Radio. Mm-hmm.
Doing stuff.
That's right.
We're having fun.
Oh, yeah, we are.
This is our game show.
All right, shout out to Where is Alex on that track.
I love that. That was that really touched my soul. That was great.
All right, so this we're going to do some trivia, and I'm keeping score, by the way.
Wait,
so,
can I put a pause, though? Just want to, like, mad appreciation for Where is Alex. Just, like, have to say it. Elephant in the room, you got to, like, he's a legend, man. Like,
he was in our very first show.
Yeah, show number one.
Wait, what?
Yeah, well, no, he wasn't. Well, we played his song. Oh. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? No. I have to say that before I started making the music that I make, that was I listened to a song, I think it's called I Wish You Loved Me. Or.
Yep. What is that called, Robbie? You know the name of it. We played it like a million times.
Oh, yeah.
You know what he's talking about. It's like Bren's favorite song.
Was a pivotal song in my life, dude. Like, I listened. I saw it pop up in my feed, in my car. I was listening. I was on SoundCloud on my phone. And I had my phone plugged in. And I was just driving around listening. I was having, like, a bad night or something.
Yeah.
And the song came on. And it was, like, an epiphany. Like, my life changed. It was incredible. Like, from that day forward, I the ambition tripled, quadrupled, and I've been pumping out music and bettering my sound ever since I heard that song that moment. That's, I just had to say it. Sorry.
Oh yeah. I think, like, he elevated a lot incredible. Of artists too. Cause he, I
changed
mean,
my life.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of has his own unique style. And I mean, especially the song's I Wish You Loved Me, by the way. I don't know if that's what you said or not. But yeah,
I Wish You Loved Me. Oh. I love this song.
This has a million plays, by the way.
Oh my
goodness.
Yeah,
it doesn't surprise me, really. It sounds so good in the car, too.
Listen to this. The way he did this, incredible.
Oh yeah, so good.
Oh man,
yeah, I gotta go back and listen to that. Cool.
Sorry for throwing the show off the rails. I just had to.
No, it's all good. Yeah, so Where is Alex, guys? Go check him out.
So we need, like, Where is Alex to be like the band in, like, the Tonight Show.
Oh, yeah. Where is Alex?
He's just chilling, just playing amazing music during our show. We'll get there one day.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so for trivia, I could either go back and forth, or you could just both guess, and then whoever gets it,
let's both not guess. Quite sure. Let's both guess.
We'll both guess. All right. So we're just going to get right into this. Okay, so in Lil Pump's song Gucci Gang, how many times does he say Gucci Gang?
Oh, man, I actually knew the number. I forgot. I knew the number. What's it's in. I think it's in the hundreds. I think it's like 140 or something. Am I off?
Jeff?
I was going to guess like 70.
Okay. All right, you're both away. It's 42. I counted.
Oh, shit, I was gonna say 42. God damn it.
So he technically.
I guess Jeff gets the point.
Jeff gets the point.
Yeah, we're gonna just do whoever's closest. I'm not gonna do the. You gotta That's be fair. Under. Yeah, he gets the 42. Gucci gang.
Oh man,
it's crazy. But yeah, not as many I guess as you. Well, 42 is a lot of the same.
Did you look that up, or did you have to count?
I counted. You I had to go to lyrics like the genius, and then I counted the and while I listened just to make sure.
Dedication.
42 times. All right, ready? Here we go.
All right.
In Bodak Yellow, Cardi B refers to her shoes having red bottoms. What shoes are she talking about? And I'm going to paste the links to your options. We got Christian Louis Vuitton, Manolo's, Prada, or Louis Vuitton's.
Louis Vuitton's.
I'm going to have to go. I know nothing about design. So I wear Walmart clothes.
I don't know.
I wear Skechers and shit.
Well, what's Cardi B? What's Cardi B wearing?
My vote's for Louis Vuitton.
Prada. I don't know. Prada.
All right. Jeff gets that one. Louis Vuitton. They are famous for having red bottoms.
Oh, geez.
See, I didn't know that, but I just know that that's like...
You knew it right away.
I mean, I knew that it was like, you know, that's like if you're trying to like stunt with your women's shoes,
that's
what you go for. I know that.
So wait, what's the difference between Louis Vuitton and Christian Louis Vuitton? Does Christian Louis Vuitton go to church?
It's just different people.
I'm just... It's different people?
I highly doubt it with the red bottom shoes. You ain't going to church in those shoes.
Nah, no way. Or maybe.
Those are the Saturday night shoes.
Saturday night, yeah.
Jeff, you're killing so far. Okay, you guys can type it out.
One answer right.
In the chat, you can type out your answer. Right. What is the correct spelling of bougie?
Oh.
Like the actual spelling. No, the actual spelling. Slang term. Bougie is the slang term. What's the real?
Oh,
the real word. The real word.
Oh, that's hard. Am I close?
Well, we gotta let Sofa Sound try.
I know this is wrong. I feel like I forgot like some shit here.
You know what? You're on to something.
They're trying. Okay, you're close. You understood where it came from, but that's wrong. It's bourgeois. B-O-U-R-G-E-O-E. O-I-S.
B-O-U-R-G-E-O-I-S. Okay. Yeah.
What a word, man. You're close. Is that French?
No one gets the... Yeah. No one gets the point, but you guys were... At least you knew where that came from.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of people
We thought that we got it right, though. We at least spelled the... it's hard not to spell the new version of that word because it's just plastered all over SoundCloud. Still, they're still getting remixes of that song, and... I still play them.
For anybody out there that doesn't know, bougie is slang for bourgeois, which is a French term just meaning like snobby and classy, you know, the French bourgeois. Okay, in Childish Gambino's Sober video, what kind of restaurant are they in? Do you know the video?
It's got to be a Japanese restaurant. It's just got to be, just based off of who he is. It seems like it would be a Japanese restaurant.
That's a good
Jeff. You don't know the
guess.
Video? He's dancing for that girl, and he's like drunk.
You know, I'm sure I've seen it, but it's not ringing a bell. I'm just gonna go with McDonald's or Wendy's.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Jeff is closer. Yeah. It's actually Zanku Chicken, the chicken
what?
Place located
I
in LA.
I would have never guessed. I would have never known.
Never guessed it.
Well, a chicken restaurant would have worked if you wanted to be racist.
Okay. You could have said Zaxby's.
Yeah, that would have been fucked up.
Zaxby's would have been acceptable.
Yes. That's a great video. It's like he's like really high and then the girl's on her phone and he's like just dancing for her and she's ignoring him.
Man,
does that not ring a bell, John?
I love his older
stuff. It does.
This album, he did, I'm not saying it's not good. It's just I can't listen to it. Like
it threw me off.
Based on what I've heard from him and what I liked so much from him, it's so different that it's not necessarily bad. It's just not what I liked
it
from
it's
him.
It's completely different. Yeah. It's like not even Childish Gambino. It's like might as well be a
different artist. Different person. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm more of a fan of him, his other stuff besides music. Like I respect his music. It's just not really for me. But I mean I mean it's good.
Did
but
you
I'm
watch
really into
the skits, the early like YouTube way back like when before he was even discovered with the group of guys. What were they called? I forget the name of the group. There was it's gonna kill me, but it was they did skits and stuff, and it was like hilarious. That would be a good.
He's been around forever.
You got to get on that. You got to find out the name of that.
I'll
group.
Get on that,
and then
that'll be another question.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Where is Lido from?
Oslo.
Oh, London.
Nope. Norway.
Ooh, Sofa Sound got it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Trust me, I'm a fangirl. I'm a Lido fangirl.
He does have like a perfect accent, though. You can barely tell that he's like not an English speaker.
Yeah, that is crazy.
That'll throw you off. He's also a gorgeous, gorgeous man.
He is.
Do you know that singer Halsey that's all over the place toward Halsey, Toledo?
Yeah.
Which is weird. Because like I just wouldn't have considered them in like, you know, to even be on the same level, you know, just because I love Lido. It's just strange.
Halsey came from that culture of style of production and went into the mainstream. It wasn't gotcha. Like it wasn't that the other way. It's not like she came down from the mainstream to the underground scene. It's like she came from the underground scene and became successful from it.
Oh yeah, I figured that she was more underground at the time. I just it's weird because I don't know what her music used to sound like, but hearing it now, I mean, it's not it sounds nothing like Lita, you know what yeah, I mean? That would never make that connection. Yeah. It's wild.
Chainsmokers featuring Halsey.
I should have looked up a question about them. Okay, where did Kate Renato work? We're just going to move on after Chainsmokers. Where did Kate Renato work on the majority of 99.9%? I'll give you some options. Was it his parents' basement, a studio in LA, while on tour in New York?
Wait, hang on, you cut out on the second part.
Missed you.
So where did Kate Renato record 99.9%? His parents' basement, studio in LA, while on tour, a friend's apartment in New York.
While on tour.
Yeah, I was going to say the same. I'm going with the same.
So his parents' basement.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
All right.
That's like the answer for like most traditional. I know. You know,
you'd think that he would be. Yeah. But he was. So basically, there's a really good article from The Fader. But he was like on tour going crazy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I got to just work on music and like just went home and made 99.9%. And it's great.
Wow.
I feel like I knew that now. Now that I'm like thinking about it, I feel like I should have got that right. But.
I got that same feeling when I was.
I thought that would have been an easy one. Well, he tours so much, so it makes sense. You'd think that's why.
Yeah, but like making that kind of music on tour, that would be kind of tough, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Sango, I feel like Sango does it, but it's not the same as his music when he's like working on an album
for sure.
You know,
right? Yeah. You got to get so into it, you know. Like the basements are perfect because you're just. You know, there's no windows. You're just sitting there. You know what I mean? Like you can really get into the shit.
I can relate. On tour. I went to California for a week a couple months ago. And when I was there, the whole time, just the feeling of wanting to make music and just having no way of possibly being able to do it sucked.
Right.
That sucks, man, because you're so inspired by like the new scenery. And then like you have to wait like a week and then a flight, a whole 8-hour flight back or whatever it is. It's ridiculous. And then
that's brutal.
You go to make music and then you're like jet lagged and want to go to sleep instead.
Right.
But
yeah, or you can make the music on the plane. If you had like a long flight or whatever.
Yeah. I know my laptop can't handle more than like 15 minutes of work.
Right.
Without it being charged and stuff. And it's already like not a great laptop, so I don't really get much done. I did make one of my tracks, Martyr, on the plane.
Nice.
On the way to California.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I made it on the way to California. I posted it when I got there.
Yeah, I was on a
You can tell that I made it on a plane because it's like a beat, you know? It's not like my normal like song structure style that I like.
Yeah, it's going to be harder for sure on a plane just because there's so much going on, you know, and you're working with a lot less on a laptop. But I was coming back from Vegas a few years ago and I seen all these signs all over the place for like all these different, you know, big like EDM artists and stuff that are playing there. Cause that's like the new thing now is, you know, you pay $1,000, you go to like a pool party in Vegas with like a famous, you know, DJ spinning. And I was in line to get on my flight. And I'm like, holy shit, that's Justice in front of me. And like, they're just like, clearly they're Justice. Like they're dressed just like they just came from the concert, which they probably did. But they were like four rows in front of me. So like this whole flight, I'm just watching them, you know, for like a 5-hour flight. And they were, I'm pretty sure they were making some music on the plane.
Really?
So I was like, wow, that's pretty interesting. Yeah.
That's cool. All right.
Yeah. I mean. What's up?
I was going to say, let's move on.
Important updates are pending. I'm going to pick a time. So just FYI, pick the time or not right now. So, all right, good. Sorry.
Okay. Who has the most played track on Spotify?
Overall, like any artist?
Yeah. The most played track, not most plays per artist, but the biggest track, like the one song.
Oh,
most plays.
Bieber.
I leaned back and I just like swallowed spit the wrong way. I would say I would say Petite Biscuit, because Sunset Lover has an unusual amount of plays, like a large amount of plays.
So you both are way off. Ed Sheeran.
Okay. That was okay, not well, that yeah, off that's fair. With Bieber.
That's fair.
And he has the most plays overall, which is pretty surprising
that's
to
wild.
Me.
That he doesn't seem like the type of person who would be the most listened to artist of all.
And the song is Shape of You, which I think is one of the worst songs ever made. And that is the number one song on Spotify.
It's bad once you see him, and then you're like, so wait, that's who's singing the song?
Yeah,
and the
that's fact why that he's like, me off. Yeah.
It's like singing it on morning shows to like an 11-year-olds. It's like, whoa, a little creepy.
I'll give my opinion on Ed Sheeran and that song. It's a good song. It's so painfully relatable to society and girls in their youth that it's like it spreads like wildfire. It's just easy to market. So that's why that's the most listened to song. Not because it's like amazing. I think it's good, but it's just so easy to market the kind of music now.
Yeah. Whatever. I just was blown away when he was the number one artist on Spotify. I was like, really? Like that's more crazy. than Drake. I think Drake is number two, but it's like, really? Ed Sheeran is like bigger than Drake.
Also, right. I bet that Ed Sheeran had like something going with Spotify where like his marketing, like you were saying, his marketing people, you know, probably contacted Spotify and found a way to like get it out there.
For sure.
Know. Oh, yeah.
Okay. This next one is a little NSFW. I'm going to post these in the comments again just so you can get a better look. So which of these is not an XXX Tentation track name? So three of them are, one of them is not. So the first one is, I spoke to the devil in Miami. He said everything would be fine. Is it maxi pads for everyone? Is it shave that? Or is
Hang
it?
On, well, shave that what? Or is shave it, that what? Shave that what?
Or is it dicks?
Wait, I'm sorry. You cut out. I have to shave that. I just want to be sure. I think I know where it's going.
I think I knew where it's going, but I wasn't sure. So I had,
they're in the chat. They're in the chat. Shave that pussy or wit them dicks.
All right, I'm going to go with...
Which one of those is not a track name from XXXTentacion?
I'm going to say Max Pass for everyone. Yeah.
That's not a track.
Oh, I got you both. It's shave that pussy.
Oh, shit.
Wow. That one is not a track, but
so he has no. It makes sense. Maxi pads for everyone because he's calling everyone like bitches. You know what I mean?
I get
that makes sense. It seems like in his character to say something like that. But with them dicks,
I know. Wait a what minute. Is that?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold up.
Gotta hear it now.
That's a song. Yeah,
I spoke to the devil in Miami. He said everything would be fine. Totally SoundCloud rappery.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah.
Very strange.
That's interesting. With them dicks.
With them dicks.
With them dicks. I think I just found the screen name.
That's awesome. That's great.
So you both got that wrong. Okay. Where did Post Malone get his name? And I'm going to give you a couple options. Was it a pun based off the movie Home Alone? Was it from basketball player Karl Malone? Was it a rap name generator online? Or was it after getting really high while working for the USPS?
Now, I've heard the story. So,
I'm gonna say Home Alone.
It's
before you say it.
No, it's Karl Malone. But I think he even like said that that's not where he got his name. It's just a random. I think no. It is Karl Malone. The last name Malone, and then Post was just a random thing that sounded cool.
So Jeff, you say Home Alone?
Yeah, but it sounds like I'm wrong. I feel like
wait, I think I'm wrong too. Wait.
Lock it in.
Wasn't it both Karl Malone and the random? No, it was a random name generator.
Is this about to be like all of the above?
It's a random. I'm going to give it to John. Random it's a random name generator.
Yeah. Oh, man. So close because he mentioned about the. Someone asked
him. Myth.
Hey.
It's a myth that it's Karl Malone. Or like, that's kind of like.
Okay. Yeah. Because I've heard
legend.
That.
Which
so like what is a is it just like a random rap name generator?
So his I'm looking last it up name, right now. His last name is Post. So that's actually his name, Post. And then Malone, he just got from the generator.
Wow.
But
all right. Yeah.
It,
so
it happens to work perfectly with Karl Malone because Karl Malone was known as the mailman. It's like Postman. So Karl Post Malone.
Yeah. That
is, yeah.
Way more sense. But no, it's just random.
Well, clearly the algorithm is very, very intelligent because I actually just threw in your name, Robbie, and just Googled it. And your rap name is Fierce Bobby R. Cash.
What?
Yep. It's intelligent. It knows what it's doing.
Okay.
Yeah. It knows.
All right, guys. We're 2-2 right now. You're getting most of them wrong. But each have two right. Let's
go. Questions suck.
Okay. Which singer stated they were canceling their collaboration with Disclosure because they were really rude? Is it SZA?
Sam Smith.
No. He did a huge song with them. You already know that. He's huge because
I was going to say Taylor Swift.
Let me give you the options.
Oh, okay. Give me the options. I didn't know it was multiple choice.
I didn't either. I forgot. Sorry.
All right. Is it SZA? Is it Azealia Banks? Is it Dawn Richard? Is it Alina Baraz?
Azealia Banks, because she is difficult to work with on all levels. Like everything I hear about her is she's just off the handle.
Yeah, so she's crazy.
That's my guess. She's off the handle. She's wild.
But yeah. I still think I hate all the hate that she gets because she is really crazy. Well, I mean, I don't really either. I don't like really follow her, but I do think that she's a really good rapper. And I feel like a lot of the shit that she does, like and shit that she tweets, even though it might be like, you know, pretty stupid sometimes, I feel like it kind of, you know, it doesn't take away from the fact that she's a good rapper. It's just my two cents on it.
Yeah. Like Kanye says some stuff, but I still think he's like a phenomenal musician, like songwriter.
You have to separate the reality with the artistry.
That's a very good comparison.
Artistry is not being a good person. Artistry is artistry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, can you imagine if like Twitter and like Facebook were out like, you know, in the 60s and 70s? Like,
That wouldn't even be a good thing. That would be a really bad thing, actually.
It would be horrible.
So,
Can you repeat the options again?
Sorry. I was going to say, so is it SZA, Azealia Banks, Dawn Richard, or Alina Baraz?
I'm going to go with Alina Baraz. I don't know who it is, but I'm going to go with her.
No, what? You don't know who Alina Baraz is?
I really don't.
You do, but you just don't know her name by name. You've heard her voice all over SoundCloud.
She did Fantasy with Gala Matias.
Underneath the palm trees.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that song.
I don't even know if she was even.
Jeff, I feel like you're throwing your answer away on this one. Just because you want to have a different answer.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I gotta swing for the fences, man.
All right. Well, John got it. It's Azealia Banks.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. So they What happened was they met, they were in the studio. She tweeted like, oh my God, we're going to make this is the best song of the year or something like that. And then Disclosure is just like, hold the phone. Like we didn't even record a song. And then later we're like, oh, well we did record a song, but it's not done. And then she was just like, F that and cut the track.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
Cause
yeah,
she doesn't surprise me at all.
She didn't like
how you cut a track with Disclosure.
I know.
How are you just like,
she could be, who knows where she'd be now? Because that would have been on the first, right after their first album. So like they were hot to trot.
Holy shit! Yeah.
So crazy.
Could have went on tour with them and everything.
Yep. People are interesting, man.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna do one more. Oh, yeah. Well, Brent and I saw Azealia Banks. She came to Philly, and Brent came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
Episode, you should start being like one of those crazy artists that just does dumb shit all the time.
I'm gonna go off the handle, and I'm just gonna be reckless. I'm just gonna walk around shirtless all day in public, like my shows and stuff, and I'm gonna get a tattoo that says "Dad" on my back. It's gonna be crazy.
I'm just gonna change your image up just for like one album, like Garth Brooks style. Goth and shit.
I shaved my head, so my SoundCloud aesthetic doesn't work anymore.
Oh no, that big hair.
Yeah, you already are. Changing up the image.
I'm getting ready. Man. It's coming.
Yeah. Are we going to do one more trivia question, then we'll take a quick break. Okay, right. So this is gonna be a hard one. Which artist has not released a white label series with Selection? So is it Lakim, Mr. Carmack, Jero Vandal, or Abjo? Who has not put out a white label release with them?
Carmack.
I was going to say Abjo, even though I know that he... Because both of those answers are probably wrong because they do so much shit with Selection, but I'm going to say Abjo.
So SofaSound got it. He knew Mr. Carmack.
Carmack doesn't have a release with them, I don't think.
Yeah, I know that surprised me as well.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I just would have thought that he did because he's so big and they have like every big artist.
Yeah, but he's so big that he's like bigger than Selection.
He is.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
It's like, yeah.
All right, well, let's...
I guess I lost then.
Well, we're not done, but yeah, 2-4.
Yeah.
So far, okay. I'm killing it. So let's take a quick commercial break. Hey, folks.
Start it
up? Oh, no. You screwed it.
Hey.
Yeah, let's...
Vsauce, hey. Michael here.
All right. Hey, folks. Have you heard? We're having our very first ever remix contest. What is a remix contest? Well, if you don't know, you probably shouldn't be listening to this. Go to nightswiftradio.com/remix contest, and there's two different tracks from OK Shea, who is playing in the background right now. And give it your best remix, send it on in. The deadline was January 14th, which is today when you're listening to this, but we're going to extend it for another week. Main prize, Jeff, tell them, what's the main prize?
The main prize is, what is it? How do you say the name of it?
Is it a Kai or a K? Do you know?
I think it's a K.
Akai?
Yeah.
Akai?
Okay.
All right, go for it.
So it's an Akai Ableton controller and PC, and it's really nice and shiny and expensive, and it can be yours for the small price of a nice remix.
Yeah, all you have to do is just do a remix. That's it. And then the top 5 tracks we are putting on the official remix EP, which will be out on all streaming platforms. And
so basically, even if you don't win, you still get to be on an album with a bunch of really good artists.
That's right. And hopefully we'll be doing this more in the future. So yeah, go to nightswimradio.com for more info. See you then. Yeah.
Pod. Yeah.
This is a game show about music. Give it up to Night Swim Radio. Doing stuff. We're having fun. This is a game show.
All right, we're back.
Yeah.
Thank you to our resident DJ. Where is Alex?
Yep.
Who has no idea that we're using his song.
He's being very quiet right now in the background. Taking it all in.
It's okay, Alex. You don't have to play him that long. You can come out now.
Yeah. Okay, so this next game is 100% guessing, because there's no way you would just know.
So, yeah, I thought that was the last game.
That was the last game, too. But you guys knew some of them.
Yeah.
I thought would be kind of fun. Obviously, a huge trend on SoundCloud is just having a square pastel color as your album artwork for the track.
Yeah.
And then that's, you know, all the tracks are different colors. So Monty Booker was one of the first people I saw that like really did that. And so this game is, you guys have to guess what color the song is. So I'll play a snippet of the song and you guys have to guess what color it is.
I might know.
I'm not sure if you might know. So it's to point out the absurdity of how everyone is doing this now. But it's fine. It doesn't matter. It's all relative. So here we go. I didn't edit this, so I guess we have to sit through the build up.
That's fine. That's fine.
I love the build up in this
track. Let it grow. You know what I'm saying?
You got to absorb the energy of the color.
Yeah. Cool.
And fun fact, that was the first ever song I heard from Monty Booker. It's called 2099 Flow, referencing Montel 2099.
And we threw it in one of our shows. It was like show maybe 6 or 7.
Oh yeah, real early.
Yeah.
What do you think that color is?
It's between two colors for me. It's between the baby blue and the soft pink color. Like,
okay.
I was thinking the maroon and a dark blue. So we're kind of close to each other in our answers realm. There. I'm gonna go with maroon.
Right, okay. I'll go with the blue, the light blue.
So it was a light orange.
Oh man.
Okay, shit.
Close with the pink.
I could see that though. I like forgot orange was the color for a second. What are the colors? All right.
All right, here we go. Next one.
I know this song.
So good.
You should know all of these songs. I could just listen to that all day, but I guess we'll stop it.
Yeah, that's a great song.
So good.
Pink.
Okay.
I was going to say purple.
Sea green. A light sea foam green.
I've never seen anyone touch green. I've seen that trend is always pink or blue. So that's going to be my guess for everything. Pink or blue.
Yeah. We'll eventually get one.
Yeah, I swear.
Here we go. These are all so soothing.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
All right, again, I could just have that keep going.
Right.
What do you think?
Selective.
That was, of course, Estelle, American Boy sample.
I want to be creative and guess a different color, but... the logical side of me wants to guess pink again.
Dude, I'm like in the exact same situation right now. I want to like pick something really obscure, but like deep down, I'm just going to say blue.
You're going with pink?
Pink, yeah.
You got it. It's pink.
Yeah, I'm right.
Finally.
Oh, nice.
I win.
All right, got three more. Right. Here we go. That's great.
Maybe I just miss your face. That tone.
Oh my god, I could almost like picture exactly what color this song is. I've heard it so many times, why can't I remember? 4 hours went by. No sunshine outside.
I can see the diamond coming out.
Unnecessary. All right, I'm going to go with red. No, I don't think anyone said red yet. I'm going to say
that
red.
Track is definitely a blue. It feels like flowing water, so it's blue.
That's a good guess. It's mauve, which is actually a pinkish purple. It's a light pink. It's a very light pink. It's a grayish pink.
How do you know this? How do you know the name
of
this color?
I worked at American Apparel. Thank you.
Dude, so I guarantee you. Where's Monte Booker
you're
right
calling
now?
It mauve and you don't even know like what the color actually is? You're just guessing it's mauve?
Well, I'm guessing the color name, but it would be in the pink family.
Okay. All right.
No. We need to consult the referees on this one because all right. Someone get Monte Booker on the
it's
line.
It's not red and so it's not blue. It's a grayish pink.
Let's get him on the line.
Mauve.
Ask him for himself.
He wouldn't know.
With him.
Yeah, I guarantee you he's never heard of that color in his life.
Mauve was a color of a t-shirt at American Apparel.
Okay,
come
fair
on.
Enough.
We had like 100 different colors.
Fair enough.
All right, let's keep going. I'll give you a hint on this one. It's not a color that you would assume.
Okay.
So think outside of the box on this one.
So it's not
going to
be mauve.
It's not mauve.
Some young niggas like to sway.
Oh, it's so good.
God, his intros are so good and weird. I love them. I'm going to say gray. I know it's not really
a
color.
I'm going to go with white, I was going to say.
Nice. Wow. On the same page.
Those are good. No, but it's actually like a reddish brown.
Mm, okay.
It's the
you
only...
You threw us off with that. I feel like I'm good.
No, but it's like
you
a really dark...
give us that preface before.
It's a not really dark one. Brown. It's like a brickstone brown. Like it almost looks like brick.
Like an Indian red.
Usually they're like pastels, so that one kind of stands out.
Right.
I was trying to help, but I failed. All right, last one. This one, the track name is The Color.
Wow, shit.
He's like, who is this man?
He's an alien.
Is just mind blowing.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Oh,
I don't remember hearing this song, so we're gonna have to definitely post the track list.
I'm definitely gonna go with Indigo.
Okay.
Wow. I'm gonna say this is just a guess. I'm gonna say
come on.
Let's go with Yellow.
Yeah, you got it.
What?
Jeff.
What?
Nice. I was feeling yellow.
He has a song called Indigo, right?
Maybe
I feel like that sounds good.
That's awesome.
I thought that might. Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. So now we can tell Monte Booker that that was a good game.
I like it.
We could tell him that we really got into his music so much that we felt the color. We saw the color. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I saw Raven Lenae when she was on tour with No Name, and she actually did that like before every song. She'd be like, "This song is," and then would like say the color and like explain why the song was that color.
I like that.
That's really cool. I feel like that could be some really good merchandise opportunities too. Like a shirt with all the different color squares on it could be really, really cool.
Yeah, for sure. Let's play this house track from Sofa Sound.
Sweet.
I want to hear it.
It's interesting. Oh, yeah. It's totally different than what I normally make. But nonetheless.
And this is unreleased as well.
Nonetheless, one of my personal favorites, even if no one likes it.
I think I'm going to like it. That's dope. I like that.
Oh, that's really good.
Man, when I was making that, I was bobbing my head so hard.
I just was, yeah.
Yeah, that's really, really good, man.
Thanks, guys.
It reminds me of an artist called Leatherette. I don't know if you've ever heard him. He's bigger. He's on like a major label, but he does some tracks that have a very similar sound. How it's like the cut up vocals in the background on like top of like a more simple beat with like a complex background to it. he does that same type of trick too, and it's really awesome.
I've been listening to so much Deep House lately. It's like it's not reflecting, except for in this song, for the most part. But I've been listening so much.
Yeah, don't want to reflect too much.
People don't like Deep House unless it's a really big artist.
Yeah.
I found that as well. Or unless it's like being played live, because I feel like it's so good when it's played like on really, really good speakers. Yeah.
It's great in set lists. Like if you throw one or two in, like in the middle of your set, when people are like the energy's up and stuff. Yeah, it's really good.
Right.
Cool. Yeah, well, this the last game I want to do, it's similar to the one we did last week where we're going to guess the plays, but we're going to use lo-fi tracks. So it's going to be very difficult and it's going to make you kind of annoyed.
It's impossible to guess.
Why does some of these? So it's going to range from a million plays to 500 plays.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yep.
So this is going to be fun. Jeff, I'm pulling for you.
Are we doing like Price is Right rules? So like we pick the amount of followers, and if you go over, you're out.
It should be closest.
Yeah, I'd say just closest. Just all around
closest. Yeah,
that's good because that's probably just going to be like one follower on every single one.
Oh yeah, no, I hate that.
All right,
here we go. First one, and these are all like 30-second clips.
Okay.
Let me pause it again real quick. 30-second clips, but as lo-fi tends to be, it's the same thing that's just on repeat for like 10 minutes.
Fair.
This is the song. What do you guys think?
Well, that's incredible. I actually really like that track.
That was really soothing.
I'm going to go with 80,000.
Okay.
I'm thinking it might be a little bit older. It could just be the fact that they had some turntablism in there, but I'm thinking it might be like a bigger artist, maybe someone a little older. I'm going to go ahead and say 600,000.
Okay, Jeff, you got it, but you're still way off. It's by ASO. Called Seasons, 1.48 million.
Wow.
Holy shit.
All right.
That's a good track. I can see that getting some play.
I enjoy the taste, the tasteful additions every like end of the phrase, you know? Like they added in a little scratch, the little like pat in the back.
For sure.
And it wasn't low. I wouldn't call that lo-fi though. It's like hi-fi.
Well, it's kind of like that.
Lo-fi
hip-hop style.
Yeah,
sample based. Yeah.
It was nice. I liked that a lot.
I wanted to find stuff that had a lot of plays, and that's one guy I knew of. And to preface all this, I love all this music. It's just funny how some of this stuff has like 9 plays, and then that has a million, and you can't really tell much of a style difference. It's very interesting. All right, here we go.
Pause it. It's the same reason. I'll explain. It's the same reason why trance music is a genre of music. It's the same thing. People like to just zone into a different.
Oh yeah.
Consciousness, you know.
Definitely.
I think that's the reason. Right. That's the only reason. Otherwise, it's not about complexity. It's about emotion and
for sure
the ability to zone out. You know.
So. Yeah.
Well, like I know a lot of people. We'll put on a lo-fi playlist that's like 6 hours long, and then they'll just sit there and play video games, and really focus in, or like they'll study for 4 or 5 hours and just play the whole thing because, you know, the fact that it's all kind of blending together, but it's still all very good, you know, it's very easy to session it as opposed to just putting on a stream on SoundCloud where you're going to have to constantly be like, okay, I don't like this. I need to skip forward. You know, you know that you're going to like the whole playlist.
Yeah. And so the whole point of this in my mind is why does that song have a million plays, whereas some of these other songs have 10 plays when I think they're all amazing.
Just good.
Like the difference in these is like pretty crazy, like in amount of plays. It's kind of strange. All right, here we go. Love. Nice. What do you think?
Another quality
pretty soothing
one.
Mm-hmm. I would say that the snares are a little bit heavier. And based on that fact,
okay,
if you're putting it in a lo-fi category, then the mix is not perfect for lo-fi. So I would say that it's probably got around 500 plays.
Okay.
Damn. Yeah, that was a good analysis. Yeah, I'm thinking. I was kind of thinking the same. I was thinking lower. I'm gonna say. I'm just gonna say 2,000 plays.
Okay, Jeff got it again. It's 6,800.
Oh man, it's a good track though. I really like.
Still a good amount of plays. Yeah.
Who's it by the way?
From Burbank.
Burbank. Okay.
Burbank.
What?
You guys are.
I know Burbank.
You guys might be able to get this.
We'll do a track list for sure on our site.
Yeah, these are all great. All right, here we go.
I need to go back and listen to this myself. Oh, you know this has got 3 million plays.
That's pretty much it for about 2 minutes.
Is that that's not falsetto, is it?
No, no.
Hmm.
Okay. Kind of sounded like him. Sounded like something he could do.
Let's
for sure.
Let's say that it has 30,000 plays.
Okay.
Hmm. Bad and bourgeois, which I know how to spell now. Well, I still don't. let's say. I'm going to say 600,000 plays.
Ooh, Jeff is good at this game. 554,000.
Oh, man.
Nice.
And you got to think it's because of that sample.
It is, but like I feel like that was a pretty well done. Like once you get those two combinations like together, you know, once you get like the first beat matched up to that sample, the song's already made. But I feel like they did a pretty good job of that initial matching up.
It's the mix. It's like the mixing in order to capture that like – the drums are not like too loud or not, they're not too quiet. They still like, it's like that frequency that like, it's not a knock. It's like a tap like that the kicks have and the snares have. And it's like, it takes a lot of skill to mix lo-fi, but I do agree that it's repetitive and I don't necessarily understand why some of them are so big. I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, here we go. This isn't exactly lo-fi, but still same area.
Kind of sounded like a imitation DJ Shadow.
There's definitely a lot more going on in this one than the other songs.
Yeah.
So, but there was a lot going on, but it didn't sound like it was clashing or like there was any like frequency blips or anything. Or like for sure. It wasn't really
like
muddy.
I feel like people would like that a lot. If they heard that just pop up in a playlist, they would probably immediately like the song or add it to something.
I'm gonna guess somewhere around 150 plays. You know, I'm gonna guess low because I'm gonna be surprised by this one. I think.
Okay.
I'm gonna go 60,000.
Sofa Sound was right. Only 572 plays.
Wow, that's wow. crazy.
And
that's
a really good. This one. Is actually this is from Tactilian, who did a takeover guest mix for us, and he has a bunch of his music in it. It's really good, and his stuff's amazing. So I also just wanted to highlight him.
Oh yeah, man!
And it's like this should have more plays.
Awesome. Shouts out very to good. You, man, Tactilian.
Yeah. All right. He's got some good stuff. All right, here we go.
Uh oh. Here it is. this is what I think of when I hear lo-fi. The word lo-fi.
Yeah.
For sure. God, I could just vibe out to this all night. I'm just trying to figure out what song this is.
All right.
Sounds a lot like an Inglewood sample for sure.
Very well done. Very simplistic. Very, very tight mix. I'm going to go with 100,000 plays.
Okay.
I am going to go with 400,000 plays.
Whoa. So again, only 1,000 plays.
Wow.
Who is that?
This guy needs to hear, he needs to hear this.
That's incredible. Because really that good. Was really well done, yeah.
Island Boy.
Island Boy.
I don't
really.
He was in
never,
our likes.
Never heard of him.
Wow. Good stuff. Only 1,000 plays. Wow. Go check out very Island nice. Boy. Let's keep it going. All right.
So here's my take on this. So I can tell that the melody wasn't sampled.
Right.
I know that sounded like a synth or like some sort of keyboard that, you know, like a synthesizer for or sure. something. And the bass sounded, it sounded good, but it sounded, like, I don't know how to explain it.
Like maybe
the attack and release were a little interesting. So I'm going to go ahead and say 3,000 plays because it's a good track. And I think that it's a smaller artist who had a really good track and got a lot of plays on it. So 3,000 okay. maybe.
Okay.
I agree with what you're saying, but at the same time, I feel like because it wasn't sampled, that it's probably a bigger artist. So I'm going to go big again. And I'm going to say 800,000 plays.
Jeff with the win. 895,000 plays.
What?
Yes.
It's a beat. Exactly. No, it's good. No, it's really good.
Exactly.
But I don't understand that.
I know.
Who's the artist?
Canti, C-A-N-T-I. And the sample, here's maybe why the sample, the I like it, is from Rick and Morty.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So he probably got on some Rick and Morty shit. And because there's like this in one of the episodes, Jerry is like driving and he's in a simulation and he's not supposed to be there. So they're just like, oh, crap, like just don't like turn down the CPU power to his side. So we don't waste any energy on him. So he turns on the radio and it's just like this alien's just like, this is human music. And then it's just two beeps, beep, beep, beep. And then he's like, oh, I like it. Cause he's so stupid. It's really funny. So they like took that sample, the two beeps and him saying that.
Okay,
so I guarantee that has a lot to do with it. It's cause it's Rick and Morty pickle.
You could straight up get like millions and millions of plays if you connect on, you know, all the Rick and Morty heads out there.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's like
but again, it's not Mario. It's not bad. It's not a bad beat, but why does that have 900,000 plays and Tactilian only had 500? I don't get it.
Yeah, that's, I like the Tactilian a little
that's
better.
That's all I'm saying. All right, let's keep it going.
All
very lo-fi. This is nice.
All right.
All right. So
that's a good one.
Going based off of the fact that the sample was perfectly chopped. It was a perfect chop and everything was in rhythm. The kick was coming in and like it was like making the other stuff duck out a little bit. So it felt like it was like warping in almost.
Mm-hmm.
And the chimes come in, like small touch of like chimes come in, and then the sample is kind of like 8-bit crushed. That's someone who knows what they're doing, definitely. So I'm going to go ahead and say that they've got around 500,000 plays on that.
Okay.
I definitely agree. They know what they're doing. That's pretty much like perfectly mixed, like you said. Couldn't have said it any better. But there's a lot of lo-fi artists out there that have really mastered mixing that aren't really well known. So just to try to get this right, I'm going to guess, 1200 plays.
What was your guess, John?
500,000.
All right. Jeff is good at this game. It was only 979 plays.
Wow. Who's that?
Wow.
Seito, S-E-I-T-O. Very good track.
Wow. Very
nice. Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah, but Jeff, you're right. There are so many people that can create that really well. Maybe it's just like there's too many people, so that's why it's like easy to find. But there's just too much of it. I don't know.
It's very easy to get lost in the shuffle in the lo-fi world.
I find that artists that make like future beats and like future bass, and then branch off into lo-fi are the artists with more lo-fi plays. Then
no doubt.
I think because maybe, it's so maybe. Hard to like differentiate between. I have a friend Glitch from where I live here in Port St. Lucie. Well, he's stationed in Hawaii now, but he's got like 900 followers and he's a freaking great lo-fi producer, like one of the best I've heard. Very good. Yeah. And he's only got 900 followers and it's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. So
all right, we got three more.
All right, cool.
You guys are good at this game.
This is a good game. Like that.
Okay.
One.
Yeah, that's nice.
Some nice tricks.
So there's a couple things throwing me off here. So the effect on the sample that's making it like kind of pitch bend and stuff and like wobble makes it sound kind of like vinyl-y, like old school, like warped almost. Kind of has like a Flying Lotus type feel.
Yeah. Yep.
For sure.
And you see that. For sure. But the piano notes were kind of throwing me off. They're a little weird. So,
yeah,
I'm not saying it's bad. It's like it's stylistic, but I'm confused between whether it's like got 10 million plays or like 100.
I know.
So like,
that's exactly where I'm at.
So I'm gonna guess that it has maybe 100,000.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go, I'm going to say 30,000.
Damn, Jeff, again. Wow. It has 20,000. It's North Dakota and Benji. Track is called Sorrow.
Interesting.
I don't know. What's the most played track that you have, Sofa Sound?
I actually, my track Come Home to Me, Darling with Broski, which I talked about in the first podcast.
Mm-hmm.
is at 98,000, and this week it's going to hit 100. It's going to hit 100,000 this week, which is cool. So
that's great.
Yeah, I think by the time this comes out, I'll have 100,000 on it, maybe.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's wild.
And think about how much. Congrats. Think about how much more work you put into that song than some of these.
Dude,
have a million plays.
There was like we sent back like back and forth like 20 different final versions of that song. It was insane. Yeah, that song took a lot of work.
In the podcast I did with Emerald, we touched on this as well, and he had the same reaction. He's just like, I just don't get it. Like the amount of work that goes into the lo-fi stuff is like so much less than the amount of work that goes into like, you know, future bass, whatever. And it's just like the amount of plays are so different.
But I'll tell you what, is all about the vibe in music, and people lose track of that sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes they get so caught up in like the like just super complex like busing and resonance filtering and EQing individual instruments differently at different parts that like you lose track of like, hey, does it sound good? Yeah, it sounds good. All right, cool.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure. Yeah. You probably saw this. I know I sent it to Jeff. I think it was Luca Lush. Somebody liked that. He was like, he posted a video. He's like, if my recording program was like real, it'd like be 1,000 stories tall of like each track. And he was like scrolling down, showing all of the tracks that he's been recording for the stems. And it's like, what do you do? That's not, no one needs that. Five tracks could get across the same point that you're trying to make right now with 1,000. Like,
right.
It's insanity.
I think it just depends on the way that a lot of musicians' brains work too. Like certain people are going to be the types where they're going to want it to be complex in order to make it sound like how they want. And other people are just like, give me a basic ass beat. Let me match it up to something that sounds good and cohesive and go from there.
I mean, yeah, there's a skill at both, but that's, I've never seen if that you in see my like life. The amount.
The projects from Johnny Hash from Night Owl Collective, like the owner of Night Owl. If you see his projects.
Yeah.
They're loaded, my boy. They're huge. But if you listen to his music, it's super, super, super. Like, it's hard to even fathom what he's doing in his music. It warps in and out and stuff. It's really, really well done. Right. I mean, it's not like it's just the style of music that he makes requires it to be that complex. So, you know,
projects for sure. Like complex, yeah, I know.
But
I get
if
that.
It was like a future bass song. Or like a future beat, you know, it doesn't need to be all of that. So and people get lost in that.
Oh, yeah. And the thing that I've had to learn over the years is because I used to like bury my song with tracks because I was like, oh, it's not good enough unless I have like all these things happening. And then it gets to the point where it's like, you know what? It's probably just not a good song. If you need to put that much, like the song to its core is not interesting enough. Like I think the song... There has to be something there that's interesting that even if you didn't have 1,000 stems, you should still like have something.
I so agree with that.
It's interesting. But I mean, it depends on the style, I guess, obviously. Every
I think a great
different.
Example of what you're saying is With Them Dicks.
With Them Dicks. With Them Dicks.
Yes.
Which, by the way, Sofasan, you need to immediately sample that song.
Oh, man. I'm not going to sample it. I'm just going to make my own take on it.
Yeah.
Just write the song based on just that title.
Okay, so we got two left. So I'm going to give you guys a hint. One of them has 1,000 plays, and one of them has 200,000 plays.
Okay.
So here we go. It's not quite lo-fi, but same vibe. All right, it's a nice vibe. I'm gonna play the next one. Yeah. You can decide which one it has.
I already know.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, I know too.
Although let's keep listening. I can't remember what if this turns into anything or if this is it.
My guess is that it doesn't, because this is the point of the song, is to be like this. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so this is
something to fall asleep to. Something wrong with that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, so that's the
one. I think we all know which one has.
Yeah, that's the
200,000. Yeah. Yep.
But it's, again, it's based off of what people think, what people are attracted to stylistically. So I think that track is more attractive to more people than the first track.
Yeah, for but sure. That's how I feel too.
First about track.
It. I feel like that's a better
track. Is super, super complex. Like this is a great track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the bass is pretty interesting.
Like offbeat and the vocals.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I can appreciate that track a lot.
That's great. So that is from Ooze, Ooze.
Oh, Ooze, yeah, my
from
boy.
The UK. Yeah, we've played him on the show. He knows people. Yeah, he's great. I've played that track a couple times in different mixes. I love it. But yeah, it's a great track. It only has like 1,000 plays.
It fits right into the Night Swim mixes. That's perfect for Night Swim.
It should have a lot more plays. Definitely. For sure.
I know.
If we've proved anything, I think that's what we're going to take away from this game is that that song should have a lot more plays.
Definitely.
Yeah. I guess that's all the games I have. It's 10 to 7. Jeff killed it with the lo-fi game. Yeah.
We should play one last game called two more secret snippets by Sofa Sound.
Yeah, I want to hear that. I want to hear that. Oh, Twitty. Yeah.
These are good. These are two tracks that I'm waiting on vocalists to. The first one is going to be Landon Sears, who's a singer from Tennessee. Yeah, he's from Tennessee, and he's amazing. And then the second one is supposed to be, I'm waiting on Jay Reakin, who is an R&B style vocalist who's worked with like Kartell with a K, K-A-R-T-E-L-L, and Winter, W-N-T-R.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Pretty good. So this is with Twitty. Yeah.
The Landon Sears one.
This song is called Maxi Pads for Everyone, correct?
That's the one.
Great. Is this you on guitar?
No, that's him. That's Twitty. He's amazing.
Oh, okay.
He's really good.
Wow. That synth bass is very nice.
Wow. Thank you, man.
That was crazy.
Thank you. I handcrafted that synth bass at the end.
Oh, it's a very good tone.
Mwah. Bellissimo.
That might even be better than the other Twitty collab.
What, dude?
Which I love.
Anything that man touches.
A different vibe.
It's a different vibe. Anything that man touches is gold. Yeah. Everything he does is incredible, dude. Dude, we do like.
Yeah, I need to check out his solo stuff because I've only heard
Dude, he does a series called Live At or Live From, and he does like Live From the Supermarket, Live From the Food Court, and he's doing Live From the Bowling Alley soon. And it's like him performing with a band, quote unquote, live at like those different environments. And he has all the different sounds and everything, and like he's like talking on the microphone. Oh, wow. It's incredible, dude. He's so good. So shouts out to Twitty for sure. And then at the end of this, I want to give shouts out to some people. But okay. So that they're different vibe songs, but he's great to work with, definitely.
Yeah, the guitar is very good.
Yeah, he's.
It was really good.
We both are huge fans.
Like, and if you haven't heard
Tom Misch.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Tom Misch, we're both fans of him. So it's like the guitar style is similar to that style of music.
And if you haven't heard Sofa Sound's other track with Twitty, you should definitely check that out. Very Wow is the name of it. It's really, really good.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
So we'll end the show with this last track from you. So I guess we'll just get some promo stuff out of the way real quick, and then Sofa Sound can do his shout outs. So make sure you guys follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Twitter is Nightswim_radio. Everything else is just Nightswim Radio. Weekly radio show every Thursday, as you probably already know. We have a Patreon that you can subscribe and donate money and help just help us keep doing this, and I don't know, so we can give back. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. It's patreon.com/nightswimradio. All of this information can be found at nightswimradio.com. Go to that website, and you should subscribe to this on iTunes and rate it and leave a comment. 5 stars, of course, because that helps things. And if you want to be a part of the podcast, specifically the game show, send us an email at swimtanknsr@gmail.com, or give us a call. That's right. We have a Night Swim Radio hotline now. It's 805-635-SWIM. Again, 805-635-SWIM. I won't answer the phone, but leave a message.
And if you want to call Robbie's actual cell phone,
yeah. There you go. But no, I think that'd be a lot of fun. So if you guys want to, like, maybe if you have trivia questions that you think would be cool for the game show, you could call in or send us an email. And or if you just have anything to say that's not offensive. Yeah.
Feeling a little lonely, feel free to call in and talk to a voicemail. We'll listen to it.
Yeah, we'll listen, maybe play it in the show. I guess that's everything. Just go to nightswimradio.com.
Sick.
That's the main takeaway here. All right, Sofa Sound, what do you got?
I just want to give shouts out to a few people. The people who have been, you know, by my side since almost day one, of course. So obviously there's Broski, Eugene Cam, the big homie, and then Steelix has been super supportive of me. Hans is like one of my like real tight friends. I tell him everything, even like my personal stuff. Shouts out to Hans. He's killing it right now. And then of course, you know, Willie Crooks, Rad Hatter, Max Fry. I don't want to shout out too many names, but you know, the boys. Shouts out to the boys. We have a Discord.
Yeah, the boys.
Rad Fry, so it's the boys. Shouts out to them. And shouts out my parents for having me. And of course, shouts out to my like my IRL friends, you know, like the friends that I've had since back in middle school when I was fat, ugly, and not talented at anything. Shouts out to those people. Most of all. they stuck it through. Pretty much that's it.
I'm like, damn, my My friend is so fat and ugly and untalented.
It was great, good times. But yeah, so that's pretty much all I have to say.
Great.
Oh, wait. Beyond the lookout for the next month or two, I have some really big opportunities coming up that I can't necessarily talk about yet, but they're pretty sweet. So just be on the lookout for Sofa Sound.
Yes. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, make sure you guys go follow him. I'm sure most of the people that follow us follow you, because we're always sharing our stuff like all the time. Yes.
And we're going to have links to the Sofa Sound SoundCloud in this show, of course.
Yeah.
Which is it soundcloud.com/sofasound-beats?
Yeah, sofasound-beats. So not right under, not under slash, just dash. Sofasound-beats.
Yeah. Great. So we're going to end this with another unreleased Sofa Sound track that, as he said, he's waiting on vocals. And so I'm sure you'll hear this finished
soon. Yeah, thanks a lot for coming on the show and for playing these
thanks
games.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It's actually a lot of fun.
Next time, and for losing.
Next time, oh yeah, for sure. I'm pretty good at losing. Next time we should do a Hot One style interview, Robbie. I'll drive up.
Wait, what?
You know Hot Ones?
Oh, that'd be great.
Where each wing is spicier. No, we got to do it. We're gonna do it. Let's do it.
I can't do that.
All right, I'll take that as a yes.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna just bring your. I'll put your song in rather than play it right now, because it'll be better
with
quality.
Them dicks.
With them dicks. All right. Peace, everybody. Yeah.